弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我们这个将来的这个周末我们有布道会。
And this coming Sunday, we're going to have a evangelical meeting conference.
星期六的晚上我们是在那个碧瑶小学，星期天是在这儿。
So Saturday evening, we're going to have this conference at the Bell Elementary School.And a Sunday, we're going to have the conference here in this place.
这次布道会跟过去好像有点不大一样。在过去，我们每一年举行两次布道会，我们邀请的讲员他准时会到。那今年呢，我们邀请的讲员他突然有事情不能来，所以今天我们有些变动。所以星期六的晚上，我们在 Bill 是请张德江教授来布道。那星期天在这个地方，那我做这个福音性的布道。所以请弟兄姐妹为这个事情祷告，我想神打破我们过去已经习惯的一些常规，神让我们一些警醒，为教会的福音来祷告。
In short, is the one that we have invited couldn't come. So under this emergency, we invited another professor from University of Georgetown University to come here. So Saturday, he's going to give the evangelical preaching. And then Sunday, I'm going to give a gospel-centered preaching. So please pray for this evangelical conference because really we kind of work under circumstances changes.
而且请弟兄姐妹啊，邀请你的朋友啊，你邻居来参加福音布道会。
So I hope you can invite your neighbors, your friends to come to the gospel meeting.
那今天呢，我跟弟兄姐妹要传讲的一个信息，是平时我不大讲的这么一个信息。
Today I'm going to deliver a message which I don't usually deliver, a special message.
我想我一生成为主的仆人，我这一生讲这样的道，我想可能也不会很多。
As a servant of the Lord, I think in my life I wouldn't really deliver very often these kind of messages.
因为我去过不少教会，也参加过不少教会。去那个教会之前，这些教会呢也有很好的。这些规章啊，这些制度啊，这教会也比较上有秩有序的。
I have visited many churches and attended many churches, which have lots of statutes and carry out things in order.
那我们教会相当不一样。我们教会在十多年前，那有几个弟兄姐妹，他们很热心的，陈大哥、英大姐，很热心的啊，在这个地方传福音，建立了教会。弟兄姐妹一股热心，但是现在教会不断的增长，我们越来越觉得神的家怎么来治理是个大的问题。
Our church is a growing church, and also going through transition. It started with the families, with a couple of people who love the Lord very much. But now the church is growing, and we need to consider very seriously about the governance of God's household.
弟兄姐妹知道你的家哈是神给你的恩典。有了这个家以后，你怎么治理这个家很重要。
As we understand that a household is really God's blessing to us, and how to govern this is actually very important.
很多家庭里头有很多的泪水啊，有很多的这种挣扎，因为不知道该怎么治理这个家。
So we experience tears, we have tears and struggles within the family because often we don't know the principle or the How to really govern?
你家庭治理不好，你享受不到婚姻的祝福。
If you can't govern a household very very well, then we can't enjoy the blessings of marriage.
上帝的家教会如果治理的不好，神得不到荣耀，弟兄姐妹也得不到祝福。
If you can't govern God's household well, then it is really that God cannot get glory, and we can't get.Blessings from God.
你在一个教会治理不好的时候，弟兄姐妹知道哈，神的名得羞辱，弟兄姐妹得伤害。
If we fail to govern God's household well, then God's we add humiliation to God and hurt to brothers and sisters.
某某弟兄姐妹心中受到很大的伤害啊，很难受，他流泪， 主的家为什么会出生这些事情，就说明主的家没有治理好。
So often sisters and brothers experience hurt in the family because we have some problems within governing the household.
我问弟兄姐妹，我们中间不少人是开公司的哈，你觉得你治理一个公司难不难
？So as a question, some of our brothers and sisters they have their own companies. Do you think it's very difficult or easy to govern, manage a company?
我们中间做老板的，如果你觉得很容易，请你举手。
If you think it's very easy, the bosses among us can raise their hands.
治理公司相当不容易，那治理家容易不容易
？It's the same line. Governing a household is not easy. It's not easy.
如果治理家很容易的话，今天这个世界不应该是这个样子。
If it's easy to govern a household, then today's world will be different.
那治理主的教会更不容易。
It's even more difficult to govern God's household.
因为这个教会啊，它是神所设立的，不是人所设立的，所以你不能借鉴。任何人的机构里头那些治理的经验
，because the church is established by God, we can't just use worldly principles and worldly experience to govern God's house.
比方说，你治理一个公司
，for example, you govern, you manage a company.
啊，公司有公司的规则，那有些人他做得不好，你可以说对不起，请你走。
So the company usually have their policy and their statutes. If somebody doesn't abide by them, then you let them go.
我们华人很聪明啊，他有一个专业俗语，对不对？请你走的专业这个俗语，大家喜欢的讲的这个话叫什么
？So we Chinese have a saying for that.
我们叫炒鱿鱼，是不是
？It's kind of a stir-fried squid.
啊，你治理你的家能不能炒鱿鱼啊？
But to govern your household, you can't fire anyone.
我们这年轻人中间，爸爸吵妈妈，妈妈吵爸爸，行不行
？We can't just get rid of someone in the household because they.
你跟你的弟兄姐妹相处的时候，说我炒你的鱿鱼，我炒你的鱿鱼。
And brothers and sisters cannot do that either.
所以家庭里头你不能做，不能把公司规则转移到你的家中来治理你的家，行不通的。
So we can't just transplant the principles in governing company into governing God's household.
有的弟兄姐妹心中一股气啊，我在公司里面我输了就算，回到家我输什么也不算。
Brothers and sisters sometimes tend to be very indignant because they can say everything in a company, but they have no power in the family.
因为你治理公司跟治理家是不一样的。
Because it's really different manage a household than managing a company.
那治理教会呢，更不一样。
And govern God's household even more difficult. It's even more different.
你不可以用任何世俗公司的治理办法来治理主的家，绝对不可以。
You can't govern God's household with worldly principles and experience.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，这名是独居的，这个教会在世界上是独一的，没有任何一个机构像教会。
So the Bible tells us that we are pilgrims.And there's no organization or body in the world that resemble the church.
神告诉我们教会的本质是什么
？And God tells us the essential features or essentials of church.
那神同时告诉我们怎么来治理主的教会
？And God tells us also how to govern this household.
所以今天呢，我们的讲到的题目是凡事都要规规矩矩的按照次序行。
So today's message is everything should be done decently and in order.
你想想你的家有没有秩序
？Let's consider your household. Is it in order or not?
你想想你的心里面有没有秩序
？There's peace in your heart or not?
看看你的公司有没有秩序
？Look at your company. Is it really in order?
你看你的教会有没有秩序
？Look at the church. Is it really carried out? Is it really functioning in order?
那治理教会不是摸着石头过河，不是的啊。
So governing God's household is not just learn by you pass river and learn just you learn on the road.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，有凡事要规规矩矩照着秩序行。神设立教会，他也告诉我们应当怎么治理神的教会。
Because God gave us church, but also gave us the principles to govern the church.
有弟兄姐妹说，这跟我们有关系。
Some teachers said, some sister, brothers and sisters maybe tend to be indifferent to this.
你爱神，你一定会爱教会。
If you love God, you definitely will love church.
你爱主的教会，你一定知道要怎么把教会治理好。
If you love God's Lord's church, you will know, you will try strive to understand how to govern it well.
教会治不好的话，神得不到荣耀，弟兄姐妹受伤害。
If it's not governed well, then God's glory is damaged, and we are hurt as well.
当教会乱七八糟的时候，在这个世界当中没有见证。
If church is in chaos, there's no witness in the world.
我现在请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读这段经文啊！你翻到圣经，如果你有经文的话，也可以翻到这段圣经，我们一起来读好吗
？Let's turn to this message in the Bible and we read together.
十二节到十五节啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十二节十五节，我们一起来。
Thessalonians chapter 5:12-15.
弟兄们，我们劝你们来。弟兄们，我劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的功，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。我们又劝弟兄们要敬戒不守规矩的人，勉励回心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。让我们一起祷告。我们的神，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你创造我们，你给我们生命气息，你救我们。当我们在没有指望中的时候，你仍然爱我们，你让基督来拯救我们，并且要激励我们成为你家里的人。
Our God, our Savior, we praise you and thank you. In our desperation, hopelessness, you saved us from dark to light.
你救我们不是让我们成为一盘散沙，是让我们成为你家里的人，成为你的百姓。
You save us to be God's people, to be witness in the world.
你把我们带入你的教会，带入你的身体当中，让我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系是肢体之间的关系。
You bring us into the body of Christ, that we are bodies, we are members of each other.
我们生命互相连结，我们在爱中互相的联络。
Our life, we have fellowship with each other, and we have love between each other.
主啊，是你的生命，是你的慈神爱书，帮我们绑在一起。
It is your love that binds us together.
主，我们今天把整个敬拜的程序仰望在主你的面前，你的灵在我们心中运行。
Lord, you pray all these worship and teaching today.
如果我们所传讲出乎你的，主你开启我们的心，然后让我们谨记你的话语，不是出于你的，主你从我们的心中把它挪走。
Your Holy Spirit enlighten our heart to know the message from you. And
愿你的名得荣耀，愿你的教会得兴旺。愿你的子民得建造。
May your name be gloried.
荣耀归给我们在天上的父和主宝座的羔羊。
Be glory to you and Lord Jesus Christ.、Amen.
我们祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Peter, 那圣经里告诉我们说哈。神是一个有秩序的神，治理家要有秩序，你治理公司要有秩序，你治理的教会也要有秩序。
So the Bible tells us that the God is a God of order, of peace.
神不是混乱的神。
It's not a God of chaos and confusion. So we need to govern the household, company, and home in order.
弟兄姐妹知道，神是绝对自由的。
We know that God has absolute freedom.
你们来到美国以后，你知道，我们享受美国的自由。
We come to the United States. We enjoyed the liberty in the United States.
但是在美国，没有一个人是绝对自由的。
But no one is absolutely free.
我们所有的自由都是相对的。
Our freedom is always relative.
但上帝的自由是绝对的。
But God's freedom is absolute.
上帝说：“我要说有光就有光。”
God says, "Let there be light."
上帝说：“要有就有。”
God said, "Let there be."
上帝说：“要立就立。”
God established and established.
上帝在讲这个之前，做这个事情之前，有没有征求任何人同意
？He doesn't seek any counsel from other people.
没有，圣经上说他行万事，照随己意行万事。
No, he does everything according to his eternal counsel.
我们没有这样的权能。
We don't have this power and authority.
你在家里面试试看，你随己意行事试试看。
If you do this in your household,
我们做不到，对不对？这个上帝有绝对的自由。
Only God has absolute freedom.
上帝想做什么就做什么。
He does everything according to His will.
因为他是主权的神。
He's a sovereign Lord.
他是绝对自由的神。
He's a Lord with absolute will.
但是弟兄姐妹，你发现了，上帝的本性里头，他虽然如此的自由的神，没有一个人可以给他设置障碍，没有一个人对上帝说 “No, 你不可以这么做”，没有人做到。但是上帝的里头却是有秩序的。
But in His nature.In his nature, he has order in himself, in his internal counsel. Even though no one can hinder him, he has order in himself.
我把弟兄姐妹 弟兄姐妹，神的道带领我们不断地向上帝那儿去飞升呢。你知道上帝的性情是什么？上帝的生命是什么？在自由的上帝，绝对有主权的上帝的里头，它里面有秩序，父、子、灵。
So let's embrace God's word and fly to the Lord, because in this eternal God there is order: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里从来没有讲过说圣灵、圣父、圣子，或者说圣子、圣父、圣灵，从来没有这样。
In the Bible, even the sequence is not changed: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
这是一个永恒的秩序。
This is an eternal sequence and order.
这是在上帝绝对的自由当中爱的秩序。
Because absolute freedom, this is order of love.
在上帝的本性当中，圣父、圣子、圣灵同荣同真。
In His nature, God the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, they enjoy the same freedom and power.
三位一体神之间没有一个高贵啊高低之分、大小之分。
In the Trinitarian God, there is no level of higher or lower.
但在上帝的具体的救赎工作当中，在上帝拯救这个世界的计划当中。
But in His work and service of salvation,
又呈现了一个秩序。
There is order manifested.
请弟兄姐妹看看这个约翰福音十四章二十八节，主耶稣自己讲。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
主说，父是比我大的。
The Lord Jesus says, "The Father is greater than I."
然后在十六章十四节，他还说，他是指圣灵，圣灵要荣耀我，因为他将受教于我的，告诉你们。
Well, in chapter 16 and 14.He's referring to God, the Holy Spirit. Says, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you.
弟兄姐妹，你知道哈，有些人传异端的时候，就在这儿发生问题了。他在神的永恒的本性里头，那圣子、圣父比圣子要大。神的永恒本性的本性当中没有同荣同真，但在神的具体的救赎工作当中有秩序的，父比子大，子叫圣灵，差遣圣灵。圣灵来荣耀圣子。
So heresies can happen here because we know that in an eternal order, there's no higher and lower. They enjoy the same power and authority, but they, in the work of salvation, they do have order.
上帝的创造是有秩序的。上帝的本性里中有爱的秩序。上帝的创造的作为当中同样有秩序。
In His nature, there's the order of love.In His work of salvation, there is also order.
你打开圣经，就知道上帝在创造万有。世界不是自由拥有的，世界有个起点，就起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，没有秩序的。
Okay, if you open this Bible to the first chapter, you know that Genesis 1:1, it said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the heaven was formless and empty. There was chaos, and God brings order into this world. The world is not self-existent; it's created by God."
创造宇宙的神，他的创造物是有秩序的。大爆炸，砰的一声，所有的常数都才存在了。
The creative universe has order. After Big Bang, all the parameters of universe are implanted in the universe.
所以圣灵一运行，上帝说要有光，就有了光，所以这个秩序就开始出现。
When God says, "Let there be light," there's light. Now order appears.
第一天，弟兄姐妹发生什么事情？创造第一天发生什么
？On the first day of creation, what happens?
光和暗分开了。
The separation of light from darkness.
第二天是发生什么
？Second day.
上下分开了。
The expanse, the sky and land, earth.
空气形成，对不对？
There's、
第三天是什么
air, ？The third day.
第三天是水和陆地分开了。
Separation of land and sea and water.
创造万有的神，有秩序的神。他创造了万物，秩序慢慢的形成。
The creative universe, infused this order into His creation.
而且生命慢慢慢慢出现了，开始是微生物、植物，然后人出现了。
And then life evolves, and life happens from the plants, and gradually animal.
上帝是有秩序的神。
So God is the God of order.
我们中间有些弟兄姐妹正在准备哈，孩子很快要出生了。
Now many of our brothers and sisters are prepared for the newborn babies.
我们知道这个吴帆跟建和他们在准备摇床，准备奶粉，准备奶瓶，还准备尿布。
Yeah, they prepare for all the essentials, the things that needed for babies.
他们准备做什么
？What are they preparing for?
那个时刻
，that moment,
baby 要。出生了
The baby is going to be born.
为什么？因为这个父母是有秩序的父母。
Because the parents have plans, they have orders.
他脑子里面有计划。
They have plans in their mind.
所以他把这些奶瓶、尿布、床都准备好，孩子出生了。
They prepared the essentials, the need, the things needed for the baby.
你看看《创世纪》第一章，神创造宇宙万有，然后植物出现，动物出现，最后 baby 出现。baby 是谁呀？
So you see the chapter, Genesis chapter 1:1,
that
the plans, the all the earth, and then Adam and Eve.
上帝不是没有秩序的神。
So God is not a God of confusion.
你看看这个宇宙有没有秩序
？Look at this universe, see the order in the universe.
这儿这边有些经文，第十九章啊，诗篇第十九章。
So in the Psalm chapter 19.
啊，请大家看第四节啊，第四节上面说，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
And look at verse 4. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun.
上帝告诉你啊，这个宇宙当中所有的星体，你不可以乱转的。
So God tells us that the bodies in entities in the universe, they can't just run on their own course.
一乱转，这个宇宙就不叫宇宙了。
This universe will not be universe.
你知道希腊文里面 cosmos 的意思就是说有秩序的存在。
So in Greek, cosmos means universe means the existence in order.
上帝给太阳安设一个帐幕，说你就待在这个地方。
So God has set a tent for the sun. So the sun has its assigned course.
你转呐、啊，你转呐、啊，你转呐、啊，你不要甩出去了啊
！Yes, assign a course, but not out of the course, not flying out of the course.
我女儿喜欢在家里转转转转转，开始转的还行，转了一会儿怎么样，就甩出去了。
So my daughter tried to imitate this, but of course after a while she would be thrown away.
上帝创造物，上帝创造的宇宙，他给他设置一个规矩，一个秩序。太阳，你待在你的帐篷里头。你不要乱转，转可以的，不能转甩出去了。
So God created the universe, also give it order.
那到第七节以后呢？
And law.
它是上帝赐下律法。
Now verse 7 says God gives law to the universe.
这个世界有律法，人心里面有道德律，有良知律。
There's law in the universe, and there's law of conscience in every human being.
你说我没有良知
？If anyone says I don't have conscience,
如果没有良知，我们就不是人。
If we don't have conscience, that we're not human beings.
所以你看到上帝的本体里头有爱的秩序。
So you see in the nature of God, essential beings.
上帝创造的物里头有秩序。
In His creation, there's law and order in His creatures.
在我们的这个 professional 生活当中，在你的工作当中，同样有秩序。
In our work and professional works, we also have order and rules.
圣经上说，做仆人的要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞他。
So the Bible also says that the servants should really obey their masters and try to please them.
这是古代的语言。
Not be argumentative.
现在就是说，你有老板在上，你应当顺服他。
This is the old saying in the first century, but now if transplant into today's situation, that you should obey your boss.
你不要顶撞他。
Don't really be argumentative to them.
你将来可以成为老板，没有问题。
You might be boss in the future. Yes, no problem.
你将来有你自己的事业，有自己的公司，没有问题。
You might have your own careers and your own honor.
但你只要还是有老板在上面的话，你应当学会顺服你的老板。
So long you have authority above you, you should obey that authority.
你说我的老板根本不如我聪明。
If you say that your boss is really not as smart as you,
那可以，你将来可以成立一个公司，没有问题。
No problem. You might be boss someday.
但是只要你还在老板的权下。应当顺服他。
But now under his authority, now you should obey his authority.
这是一个秩序。
This is the order.
那下面有一段经文，这个经文在提摩太前书第六章第一节上面说的哈。
This is
保罗为什么讲这样的话呢
？Okay, this is the First Timothy chapter 6, and Paul says this.
我们中间有些基督徒老板，他跟我讲，有的时候哈，我在别的教会，在别的地方也遇到一些基督徒的这些老板，他怎么说？他说我虽然是基督徒，我也很想雇佣。那些有信仰的弟兄姐妹跟我一起来工作。
You know, some bosses, Christian bosses, they said, "I'm a Christian. I really want to hire those Christian brothers and sisters to work with me together."
但是很多时候我很难做到。
But many times I couldn't do that.
因为什么呢？有的弟兄姐妹说：“那你也是我的弟兄老板啊，你也是我的弟兄，你也是我的姐妹，那我还要尊重你吗
？”Because many brothers and sisters tend to disrespect them just because we are brothers and sisters.
那还有 你知道人的本性就是这样的，对不对？我们想做轻松的工作，也想拿很高的薪水。那所以来到基督徒公司以后呢，老板不能讲话的，一讲话就是你没有爱心了。
It's a human nature that we want more and not want to exert ourselves more.
所以保罗知道人性里的问题。
Ask for higher salaries and the boss really can't say anything. And so that Paul knows the human nature.
所以保罗第二节上面说，仆人有信道的主人，不可因依他且弟兄就轻看他，而是要跟加义服侍他。
Okay, so his words here that those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better.
你知道这叫凡事规规矩矩，照着秩序行。
This is things get carry out all things in order and decently.
当你这样行的时候，是服侍得到益处。
So if you do this, then your service really benefit other people.
在家庭生活当中，你同样看到秩序。
In our family, and we also see order in a family.
今天的家庭出了大问题。
Today, families are in crisis.
很多的家庭有问题。
Many families are in crisis.
你家庭有问题，你人生不会太幸福的。
You wouldn't enjoy the blessings of this life if your families really go wrong.
因为你没有退路。
Because you don't have the haven, safe haven left.
在这个世界当中，到处是有伤害。
You get hurt in the world.
你伤害别人，别人也伤害你。
Hurt each other in the
家庭是你身体得安息的地方。
And a family household is the only haven left.
但是家庭里往往没有秩序。
But usually the family is kind of a chaotic.
但神起初创造一切的时候，为家庭设置秩序的。
God also when He institutes the family, He also institutes the law and rules in the family.
我们一起来读这两节经文好不好？来
，Let's read Ephesians chapter 5:22.
你们做妻子的，应当顺服自己的丈夫。
Wives submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
来，我们一起读来，一起读好吗
？Let's read together.
来，你们做妻子的，应当顺服自己的妻子，如同顺服主。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。有的人看到这个经文，心中就难过的不得了。
A lot of people are very uncomfortable reading this.
圣经里面在鼓吹这个男尊女卑。
So it's kind of the Bible really preaches about chauvinism.
这是错误理解神的话语。
It's a really misunderstanding of God's word.
圣经在讲的是家庭里头有个爱的秩序的问题。
Bible tells about the order of love in a family.
不是谁控制谁的问题。
It's not a matter of control.
不是谁支配谁的问题。
It's not a matter of control over each other.
你做妻子的要顺服你的丈夫。
The wives need to submit to her husband.
在爱中的顺服。
In love, in submission, in love.
那你做丈夫的要为他地方去死，为地方去舍己。
The husband should, give himself up for her wife. Love.
你做丈夫的家里要起一个带头的作用。
Love again, leading in love.
带头去爱，带头去舍己，带头去谦卑。
Leading example in humility, in self-denial, in love.
对方就甘心情愿的顺服你。
And the other side will submit willingly.
这是神所设立的一个秩序。
This is the instituted order in a family.
好，弟兄姐妹，你知道看到我刚才讲的，上帝是个有秩序的神。
We know God is a God of order.
他希望他的子民的生活当中有秩序。
He also will pray that we will be a people of order.
基督徒跟随主以后，我们都是自由的人。
After we follow our Christ, we have liberty in Christ.
我们向往自由。
We yearn for this freedom and liberty.
我们讨厌所有人的规矩。
We are tired of this kind of rules and regulations.
但是在你知道，在雅各书第一章里头，他告诉我们有一个自由的律法。
But in James first chapter first, James is talking about this law that gives freedom.
They call it the law of freedom.
Law of freedom, yes.
你知道，弟兄姐妹，你知道这是个自由的律法是什么？像你家楼梯一样。
The law of freedom is, for example, like the staircase in a family.
你家都有楼梯，对不对？家家都有楼梯。
We have staircase.
楼梯好不好？
It is good. It is useful.
没有楼梯多好，对不对？你乘过楼上可以往下跳，多好。
Some people think that they can jump directly without a staircase.
楼梯是会拦住你的，光这个栏杆挡着这个地方。
Staircase may pose hindrance to your movement.
但如果没有这个栏杆在这个地方，我们会怎么样
？If there is no such a hindrance, we might be hurt.
我想我们会常常会看医生的。
We need to go to doctors maybe very more often.
所以楼梯。不是拦阻你，是保护你成为一个自由的人。
The staircase is not hindering your freedom, but protecting your freedom.
上帝设置宇宙的秩序， 让宇宙得以正常的运行。
So God institutes this order in the universe, so the universe can run.
上帝设置家庭的秩序，让家庭里头得以正常的运行。
God institutes the laws in a family, so family can run properly.
所以人生中所有上帝的秩序，我需要是上帝的秩序，不是人的东西哈。上帝的秩序是保证人可以成为一个有自由的人。
All the orders, all the rules and laws of God that really guarantee and protect.
就像你家里的一样，没有楼梯，你在想走路的自由都没有。
Just like we don't have a staircase, we even can't walk.
好了，上帝是自由的，那上帝的子民呢？上帝的子民也是自由的，但是上帝的子民又是有秩序的。
God's people have freedom, liberty in Christ, but they also have order.
在旧约里头，弟兄姐妹知道上帝的子民是谁
？In the Old Testament, who is the people of God?
上帝在旧约的子民是以色列人。
The Israelites.
以色列人在埃及的时候，他们是法老的子民。
In Egypt, Israelites used to be the people of Pharaoh.
法老让他们出苦工，上法老的律法就是他们的律法。
They are bond servants of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's laws are their laws.
他们在法老的权下是奴隶。
They're under Pharaoh's as slaves.
他们没有自由。
They don't have liberty.
法老叫他们一天烧多少砖就多少砖。
The Pharaoh command them to do things, to do work, they have to do it.
他们必须服从。
They have to obey each other.
他们是奴隶。
They're slaves.
但是上帝差派摩西带领他们从埃及出来。
But God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
让他们第一步做什么？要过红海。
The first step is to pass the Red Sea.
过红海是第一步。
That's the first beginning.
极为重要的一步。
The crucial step.
你不过红海，你就是法老的奴隶。
Without passing through the Red Sea, you're still bond servants of Pharaoh.
你服务法老。
You serve Pharaoh.
你顺服法老。
You obey Pharaoh.
法老控制你。
Pharaoh control you.
你过了红海，你就是开始享受自由。
Pass the Red Sea, you start to enjoy the freedom in God.
法老不能再对你说，你每天给我做多少砖，那法老就没有这个权能了。
Pharaoh has no authority over you in commanding you to work.
但弟兄姐妹，过红海是重要的一步，但是只是第一步。
Passing the Red Sea is a crucial step, but it's only the first step.
第二步是什么
？What's the second step?
请弟兄姐妹想一想，以色列人出了埃及以后。过了红海以后，第二步是什么
？Let's ponder upon it. After passing the Red Sea, what's the second step?
有没有弟兄姐妹可以回答一下？第二步是什么？
旷野。
做什么？第二步是什么 ？Grayson。
建立会幕。
第二步是什么
？Establish tabernacle。
第二步是什么？第二步是开始进入什么呀？旷野的里头。
Enter into.
上帝教导他们怎么成为上帝的子民。
The wilderness. And God really teaching them how to be children of God.
你过了红海是自由了，但你怎么能成为上帝的子民呢？不懂啊。
Passing the Red Sea, of course, you have liberty in Christ, but how to be God's people, we don't know.
上帝要教导他们怎么成为他的子民。
God patiently teaches them how to be the people of God.
过去在埃及的时候，我们已习惯了埃及那一套。
Back in Egypt, we're used to the lifestyles in Egypt.
我们身上全是烧窑的那个窑的味道。
We're full of the flavors from the smells from the work of Egypt.
经过红海的洗礼之后，进入旷野，上帝要造就他们成为上帝的子民。
After baptism in the Red Sea, through the Red Sea.
过去我们都是在活在法老的权下，神借着耶稣基督的拯救，我们开始进入旷野的生活，上帝来训练我们成为他的子民。
After passing baptism in the Red Sea, we are going to be shaped into the God's people. God is going to teach us how to be.
上帝首先给他们律法。
First thing, God gave them the law.
弟兄姐妹，你读旧约律法的时候，律法有三部分。
If you read the Old Testament, there are three parts to the law.
第一部分是什么
？The first part.
第一部分是礼仪法，礼仪方面的法。
The first part is the law of
礼仪 ，rites, liturgy.
Is it kind of the liturgy,
the
rituals, the
叫他们怎么样来服侍神。教他们怎么敬拜神。
In the Leviticus, and how to really serve God, how to worship God.
教他们怎么样来献祭。
How to really offer sacrifice.
怎么样来建造个会幕。
How to set up, establish tabernacle.
你读旧约的时候，你读不懂为什么讲这些东西干什么。
If you read the Old Testament, you're wondering why is taught that like that.
他教你成为上帝的子民。
It is teaching us how to be God's people.
不在埃及，不在以色列，你就是子民了。
Not just you're leaving Egypt doesn't mean that you're God's people.
那你在这个旷野中开始学习怎么成为上帝的子民。首先知道上帝教我们怎么来敬拜他。
So in the wilderness, we learn, gradually learning how to be God's people. First thing, how to worship Him rightly.
第二点是什么？第二点是司法和民法。
Second is the law, the statutes, the law.
你的羊吃了我家的草怎么办？
The civil law, the civil statute, civil law. For example, if your goats or kind of eat out the grasses in other people's lands.
你家的牛掉到我家井里怎么办？
If your cows fell into the well of my family.
你借了我的钱不还怎么办？
My money and couldn't return.
啊，这是民法。
This is civil law.
就像我们弟兄姐妹在一起生活，我们之间发生了问题，怎么解决？
If we have just like we live together, we stay together. If we have problems between each other,
就像你家一样，
夫妻之
间吵架了，问题该怎么解决？
If husband and wives quarrel, how do they solve this problem?
上帝给他们民法。
So the God gives them the civil law.
第三个，上帝给他们道德法。
God gives them the moral law. The third moral law.
教他们怎么行事为人。
How to behave, how to treat each other.
知道一切律法的根基在哪儿
？To know the root, the foundation of all these laws.
所以上帝在训练他们成为上帝的子民。
So God is really training them how to be God's people.
你弟兄姐妹知道这幅画哈
？Look at this picture, this diagram.
他们在旷野的时候
，In the wilderness, the Israelites.
他们非常有秩序。
They really carry out everything in order.
他们在埃及的时候是乌合之众。
Maybe in Egypt, they tend to be a mob.
到旷野以后，神叫他们首先怎么样安营。
But in the wilderness, God first taught them how to set up their own tents.
你知道多少人呢？上百万人呢
？You know, it's more than like millions of people.
那怎么样有秩序的在一起生活呢
？How to live together in order?
神告诉他们怎么安营。
How to first thing set up our tents?
弟兄姐妹，这中间是什么？这中间就是会幕。
In the center of that diagram, it is tabernacle.
那十二个部落怎么居住啊
？How to arrange these 12 tribes?
那圣经上告诉我们说哈。
The Bible taught us,
在东边的这个东边的有犹大有以撒加有西布伦三个支派住在东边
On the east side there are three tribes the Judah, Issachar and Zebulun
在南边的有流便西面和加德
On the south side the Reuben, Simeon and Gad
在西边的有以法莲马拉西和比亚敏
West side there are three other tribes as well
在北边的有丹亚撒和拉弗他利
Asher and Dan are three tribes
你看看这个是不是很有秩序
Look at this orderly arrangements.
圣经上为什么说称他们为耶和华的军队
So why, that's why the Bible says they're the military, the troops of God.
我们讲到军队的时候你想到什么
When you think about military, what would you think?
军队你想到是有统帅
When you think about commanders,
有方阵
When you think about the arrangements of troops,
想到他们有纪律
The regulation of rules.
有战斗力。
There's power and this vitality to fight.
组织得很严密。
There's a very very strict organization.
所以称他们为耶和华的军队。
So they're called the military of God, of Jehovah's God, Jehovah's
这是古以前。上千年了，一两千年前呢，那个时候上帝叫他们怎么样组织起来。
This is more than 2,000 years ago.
你是上帝的子民。
They organized into such.
你是有秩序的子民。
So we are the people of God.
不是一群混乱的子民。
We're people of order, not chaos.
好了，你看到这个秩序以后哈，大家脑子里面要有一个 picture 哈，你开始看到一群人本来是无法的，但现在有上帝的法，然后神让他解释怎么安营，中间是什么？中间是会幕，周围是弟兄姐妹围绕上帝来安营扎寨。
So construe this.
因为会幕是代表上帝同在的地方。
Construe this picture in your mind that they out of Egypt chaotic into this order.And around the center is the tabernacle.
我们这就是上帝的子民。我们的中心是什么？我们中心是什么
？Our center
是神。
Gravity is God.
请大家刚才看到会幕，会幕里面又是有极为秩序的。
Within the tabernacle, there's again order.
上帝教他们怎么造会幕。
God taught them how to set up this tabernacle.
会幕分为三层。
There are three layers, three parts of tabernacle.
一进门这个地方是什么？
At the entrance,
这是什么？弟兄姐妹知道这是什么
？You see the,
这是什么？祭坛。
You see this altar.
啊，这个是什么？洗桌盆。
You see this washing basin.
啊，你说这个地方还有空间，我加点别的东西好不好
？So you might I want to add something into the empty space.
So no.
But God says no.
好，第二层呢，进去了。
Second layer is a holy place. Holy.
圣所这里面是什么
？In the holy place, there is
橙色扁的桌子。
Is the showbread table?
那这个是什么？
And this place, this is the golden lampstand.
啊，这个呢？
And this one is
香坛
is actually incense altar.
然后在这里面至圣所。
And the holy of holies.
至圣所
innermost part is holy of holies.
里面有什么？
In the holy of holies.
有三部分构成的，对不对？至圣所这里头
three parts
有两个大的天使。
There this two
基罗波撒拉法，对不对？翅膀与翅膀相接。
Two angels seraph.
翅膀下面是什么？
Under them,
四人座，四人座下面是什么
？Is this a seat of grace?
有柜，是不是
？And then,
好了，你看到这个非常有秩序。然后到这里面呢
？Within the holy of holies, you see this covenant.
然后你再进入约柜的里头，再深一层，看到约柜的里头。
Inside the ark of covenant, you see something else.
约柜里面有几样东西
？You have several pieces of articles.
哪？这里面哪三样东西
？This is staff from Moses. Oh no, the staff from Joshua, the budding staff.
哪一个？这个Teddy, tell me.
The manna.
The three things.
Is the manna first, the bread, the manna?
你看这里面第一个是什么？法版。
Is the Ten Commandments the?
法版，是上帝给摩西的两块法版。
The two commandments that God gave to Moses.
那这是什么？
And this is the jar of the manna.
这是什么？
Manna jar.
马拉，马拉的罐，对不对？那这是什么
？The staff, the budding staff from the
发芽的杖。
For Aaron's budding.
这个是代表
Aaron's budding staff.
法则从上帝而来。
It represents that the law is given by God.
生命的供应从上帝而来。
Life is from God.
全能从上帝而来。
Authority and power from God.
弟兄姐妹，你想一看整个 picture， 你想一想看。
So this picture really represents this order given by God.
上帝的子民是有秩序的子民。
So we are people of order.
上帝的子民不是混乱的子民。
We shouldn't be degenerate in chaotic situations.
那到了新约以后
，In New Testament,
上帝的子民有没有秩序呢
？Is there still order in the gospel among God's people?
今天我们不再有大祭司了。
Yes, today we no longer have priests.
因为耶稣就是我们大祭司。
Because Jesus Christ is our priest.
今天我们不是要赶一个牛赶一个羊到圣殿去献祭了，不需要了，因为耶稣一次为我们献上。
We don't have to offer sacrifice anymore because Christ Jesus has offered once for all.
我们不需要再到圣殿里面去了，到耶路撒冷去了。
We don't need to go to Jerusalem, the temple.
为什么耶稣已经成为我们的圣殿
？Because Jesus Christ becomes the temple.
我们可以在耶稣基督里面来敬拜。
In Christ Jesus, we can worship.
在耶稣基督里头，我们去见神。
In Christ Jesus, we meet God.
你知道这个伊斯兰教，他们还到这个麦加去朝圣呢。
In the Mohammedans, they need to really go to Mecca to really do pilgrimage.
因为基督就是我们的圣殿。
Pilgrimage, because Christ Jesus is our temple.
就那在新约里，上帝的子民应该是什么样的子民呢
？So in the New Testament, what kind of people are God's people?
我们之所在这儿聚集，是因为我们在一起聚集在敬拜神。
We gather together here to worship God.
上帝的子民第一个特征就是敬拜。
The first is God's people worship God.
如果我们这些人没有敬拜的话，我们不是要上帝的子民。
Without worshiping, we no longer God's people.
在旧约里的上帝教导他们第一课就是要怎么敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, God first taught them how to worship God rightly.
所以那个会幕是在他们营地的中间。
So tabernacle really sits in the center of their tents.
敬拜要成为上帝子民的中心。
And worship is the center of God's people.
所以今天在新约时代，弟兄姐妹，我们的第一个特征，上帝子民第一个特征，那就是敬拜。
In the era of the New Testament,Our first feature also worship.
如果我们没有敬拜，我们不是神的子民。
Without worshiping God, we no longer God's people.
但是你知道这段经文是在为什么保罗讲这段经文
？This is the Paul says this message in First Corinthians.
你知道那时候教会弟兄姐妹很热心，在一起敬拜，就很乱。
Time,
乱的是什么呢？有人说：“哎，我上去来讲这个圣灵感动我了，我有方言。”
You know, at that time in the Corinthian church, people really have zeal for the Lord. They want to worship, but they it's a pretty chaotic scene because everyone says, I'm moved by Christ, I need to, Holy Spirit, I need to speak. So there's no order in the church functioning.
教会没有秩序。
There's no order in the church.
所以保罗告诉他们说，神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
So Paul,
凡事都要规规矩矩的，按着秩序行。
So Paul warns them and admonishes them that, God is a God of not of confusion but of peace. So we need to do everything in order and decently.
这他们为什么没有秩序呢
？You know the reason for chaotic sins.
因为他们不明白神的道。
Because they don't understand the word of God.
所以上帝指明敬拜的时候，第一个要传讲神的道。
So the first thing is when we worship, we need to preach the word of God.
你不传讲神的道，就不知道神的旨意。
Without preaching the word of God, we don't know the will of God.
也不知道神的心意是让我们怎么样来敬拜他。
We don't know the will of God that how we can worship Him.
哥林多教会是一个混乱的教会。
So Corinthian church is actually a very chaotic church.
他们不明白神的道。
The reason is because they don't understand the word of God.
所以他的敬拜生活非常的混乱。
So the life of worship is full of zeal, but very chaotic.
所以我们这些子民在一起聚集的时候，我们要凡事规规矩矩，按照次序行，一起来同心合一的敬拜我们的神。
So when we gather together, we should really worship together in order.
你知道，每天早晨我来的时候，好多弟兄姐妹在这个地方摆椅子。
Every time I came to the church on Sunday, every Sunday, I see a lot of brothers and sisters helping out with arranging the chairs.
这个椅子为什么要这样摆？
So why the chairs arranged in this way?
为什么随便坐一点不很好吗？
Why don't just randomly sit?
我想坐哪坐哪都很好啊。
It's good if we just randomly sit anywhere we want.
不是的，我们要上面有秩序的敬拜。
No, we want to be the people of order.
像耶和华的军队。
Like the military of Jehovah.
有些人觉得这个牧师太 picky。
Maybe they say that the pastors are a little picky about.
我每天早上来，我要看看这个地方的椅子对得起不起。
Sometimes I have to really see whether they're lined very well or not.
有时有个加拿大的牧师跟我讲，哎呦，你大事小事都要看呐。
So one of the Canadian pastors says, "Oh, you really observe."
我只是偶尔看看。
Things small and things large.
我们偶尔看看，因为很多弟兄姐妹他知道，神的子民在一起要规规矩矩的按照秩序来敬拜。
The reason is because the people, the brothers and sisters know that we need to order, worship God in order.
我看到早上摆椅子的弟兄姐妹，他蹲下来他也来看。
We see the brothers responsible for that. They really do it very diligently.
所以弟兄姐妹，敬拜是有秩序的敬拜。
So worship should be worshiping.
所以有神的道在这儿教导弟兄姐妹。
Because there's a word of God here teaching us.
我们都在顺服神。
We should obey God together.
哦，神的子民除了敬拜以外还有什么呢？我们需要生活。
Apart from worshiping, we need to live.
我们教会生活。
We need to live together.
教会生活有没有问题？有问题。
As members.
圣经给我们一个例子。
There's problems in the church life.
吃饭都有问题。
Sometimes even eating food.becomes a problem.
弟兄姐妹，你知道人很奇怪，有的时候家里面在一起吃饭，应该是很好的时间，结果吃饭吃以后就怎么样，桌子也翻了。
Sometimes we have feasts, should be a very happy, pleasant occasion, but sometimes really ended in anger and discontent.
教会里有饭食问题。
Even food can become a problem.
有问题不要紧，没有关系。
No problem because we can deal with the problem.
有问题怎么解决它
？How do we solve this problem?
上帝给他子民有智慧。
That God give them wisdom to solve problems.
我们感谢主啊！我们后面的饭食，这么多年来，很多弟兄姐妹参与饭食的服事。
We thank God a lot of brothers and sisters partake in the food service.
他们参与了很多，花出很多时间精力。
They really dedicate themselves.
让我们在饭食服事上规规矩矩的照着秩序行。
So everything can be carried out in order.
我请弟兄姐妹呢跟我一起来感谢他们，好不好？来鼓掌，感谢他们，好不好
？Let's thank them together.
弟兄姐妹，不要小看饭食服事啊！他们去订，他们买，他们来烧，把饭端过来，然后把你盛好，然后递给你，吃好以后再洗盆子、洗碗，带回家。
Let's not belittle this service because a lot of things involved. They have to order, they have to plan, and wash things. They have to.
哦，感谢这些弟兄姐妹。
Clean.
我那举一个例子是告诉你，当教会上发生这些事情又怎么办
？So when problems arise in the church, how do we solve them?
神说要兴起一些人来。
God will raise up many people.
让他们管理这些事情。
That they can manage the household.
你看吃饭这么具体的事情，需要有人来管理。
Such a little thing, specific things as eating.
好，神的家规规矩矩到了秩序型。
So the household can be functioning in order.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看看神的家有没有秩序
？Let's look at order in the household, God's household in New Testament.
但是不仅如此。
Not only that.
那神还告诉我们说，你们中间还需要更多的事情要做。
God give us more tasks to do.
你知道我这个在美国哈有一个东西叫做 New Age Movement， 叫新纪元。
So in USA there is this New Age Movement.
我想你现在到书店去看到他们很多的书。
In the bookstores, you a lot of books about New Age.
你知道我大概到我十八年前我刚到美国的时候，我去书店里面去看看。他们那个新纪元 New Age Movement 占了一小块，一点点。
So 18 years ago, when I came to the United States, the bookstores only a small parts of bookstores really occupied by the New Age Movement.
你知道现在占的这个空间越来越大。
Now it's occupied more and more.
他是告诉你，他们在成长。
It's telling us that New Age Movement is growing. is growing.
以前在 New Jersey 有一个女，有一个女女士。
In New Jersey, there's a lady in New Jersey.
她的名字叫做 Elizabeth Prophet.
Her name is Elizabeth Prophet.
这个女生，你站在你讲讲话的时候啊，那种华贵英勇，让你觉得哎呀，这个女人太有魅力了。
So this lady really manifests this kind of majesty and suave in speaking. Very charming lady.
你知道她讲耶稣。
Well, she talks about Jesus Christ as well.
她读圣经。
She reads the Bible.
她读着古代的教会历史。
Reads the church history as well.
她懂很多的神学。
She knows a lot about theology.
可是她搞 New Age.
But she's really involved and dedicated into this new.
一般的弟兄姐妹，你听她讲的时候，觉得很好啊，太好，太美了。
When you listen to her, maybe you might be charmed by her saying, by her or by her talking.
她在教会里长大。
She grew up in a church.
在 New Jersey 长大。
Grew up in church in New Jersey.
她后来去印度。
And then she went to India.
把印度教的一些东西融合在一起。
And then integrate this in Indian pantheistic.
如果没有人教导弟兄姐妹。我们很容易就被他吸引过去。
Indian pantheist this religion into the Christianity.
有时候他在教会里头，这儿放耶稣的像，那边就放在一个印度的一个 guru 的像。
Yes, without really a clear thinking and God's word, we might be misled because she plays in Jesus Christ alongside the Indian goddess and God.
所以上帝知道他的子民不是活在一个真空的里头。
So God knows that the people of God doesn't live in vacuum. Don't live
in vacuum. 我们活在这个有罪的世界里头。
We live in a world, in a fallen world.
圣经告诉我们，我们周围有很多的豺狼。
God, Bible tells us there are wolves around us.
他想要把耶稣从你的心中挪走。
Try to snap the seed of God, the seed of the word of God from us.
他挪不走怎么办呢
？If they can't remove this kind of seed,
他就扭曲你心中的耶稣。
They will twist the image of Christ in us.
当你陷入异端以后
，We will fall into heresy.
魔鬼就胜利了。
And Satan really wins.
因为你不再属于耶稣。
You no longer belongs to Christ Jesus.
所以保罗在这儿讲到一件事情。
So Paul says a very important thing here.
保罗在讲什么呢？保罗在以弗所教会的时候，他请教会一帮长老过来。
So when Paul really in an Ephesian church, Church of Ephesians, he invited the elders from the church together.
长老不是说有长有老，不是那个意思哈。
Elders doesn't mean that they are old.
就是教会中的领头羊。
They're the leaders in the church.
保罗讲过这句话了：圣灵立你们做全权的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为群群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他自己用血所买来的。我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜群羊；就是在你们中间，也必有人起来说谬不谬的话，引诱门徒跟从他。
He's talking about this, the Holy Spirit really assigned them to be leaders, to be overseers. They have to be careful about the wolves around, try to mislead the flock.
为什么圣灵要设立一些人?
So why the Holy Spirit wants to establish
leaders?
Because there are wolves around.
豺狼进来干嘛?
These metaphor, wolves represent what they're going to do.
要吃羊。
They're going to damage and destroy the flocks.
要毁坏主的教会。
Destroy the church.
那内在呢
？Internally，
内在也有人起来说一些狂妄、扭曲的话语。
There be men raise up to distort the truth。
为什么会来引诱人
？And try to draw away the disciples。
因为他的话语包装的很美。
Because they are packaged in a very beautiful way。
很好。
Might be a good on appearance。
你不明白正道的人，很快就跟他走了。
Can really draw away people not mature, immature in Christ。
最可怕的是什么？他给你 98% 的真理加上 2% 的谬误你就搞不清楚了。
What is most tragic or dangerous is 98% of truth plus 2% of error.
所以弟兄姐妹为什么圣灵在教会中设立一个监督
That's the reason why Holy Spirit wants to establish leaders in the church.
他替教会守望。
So they can be watchers of the church.
你可以想一想在一个草地上一群羊在这儿吃草。
You can imagine on the grassland, the flocks are eating.
但是周围有豺狼开始逼近这个羊群。
The flocks are grazing, but there are wolves around.
但是有几个牧人站在那个地方。
There are several shepherds around the flocks.
豺狼不敢靠近。
And the wolves are not afraid to get close.
就弟兄们，上帝的心意在教会当中，要让我们知道敬拜神有秩序的敬拜，治理事情有秩序的敬拜，还有一些人被圣灵那位监督，在照管，在看顾，在保护，在守望。
So the Holy Spirit really told us that we worship God in order, we manage the household in order, but also we have leaders among us to keep watch of the church.
在教会几千年当中
Throughout a thousand year of history, in church history,
这件事情从来没有结束过。
This will never end. The wolves,
外在有凶暴的豺狼，里面有歪曲的话语。
Internal heresy, external persecution, these things always exist.
就需要有一些身量相对成熟的弟兄们、姐妹们起来。
So we need to raise up mature brothers and sisters to keep watch of the flock.
所以这个地方圣经告诉我们，治理神的家，它有一个结构，有一个秩序。
So the Bible teaches that to govern God's household, there is order, there is structure.
弟兄姐妹看到这儿几个问题啊，在耶稣基督里的众圣徒，腓立比书第一章第一节提到，在腓立比书第一章第一节说，教会里面有众圣徒，然后呢，诸位监督，诸位执事。
Okay, in Philippians for chapter 1:1, it says congregation, the saints in Christ, and there is deacons, overseers.
在教会当中，首先上帝是告诉我们。圣徒在第一，所有的圣徒都是教会。
So holy people in God, in Christ, the congregation.
然后是监督。
And then the overseers and deacons.
监督就是指长老。
Overseers means elders.
然后是执事。
Deacons.
他们干什么
？What do they do? Their service are.
他们牧养群羊。
They're really feeding the flock.
处理教会具体事务。
Dealing with the practical matters of the church.
你看教会有没有秩序？
You see the order in the church.
上帝给我们一个很秩序的、很有秩序的一个教导，教导非常有秩序。所以神在教会当中设立了这两个 office.
So God instituted two offices. One is the overseers, the elders, and the other is the deacons.
好了，我们知道神的家应当有秩序。
So we know that God's household need to be governed in order.
好多弟兄姐妹都知道你的家里有没有。有原则有没有？那家规有没有？好多家庭都有家规的，对不对
？There are family rules and policies.
我们家孩子生下来，长大，慢慢长大，给他有一个 family rule， 给他一个家规。
So in my family, there's family rules as the children grow up.
很多的时候，孩子知道。
Oftentimes, the children know that.
可是孩子做不到。
But the problem is they can't abide by them.
不是 family rule 不好。
It's not that the family rules are not good.
人有问题。
Because human beings have problems.
那教会有很好的这个 governing structure， 有一个很好的一个治理的制度。
Even though we have this governing good governing structure inside the church，
但是人是什么样的人很重要。
But what kind of people？
所以第三点我跟弟兄姐妹来分享的，神的仆人是有秩序的仆人。
So the third point I want to emphasize is God's servants should be servants of order.
那上帝是有秩序的神。
God of order.
上帝的子民是有上有
God's people
有秩序的子民。那服侍神的人。应当是有秩序的。
The people who serve God should be serving order.
这样我们凡事才能规规矩矩的照着秩序。
So that everything can be done decently in order.
第一点，我请弟兄姐妹明白啊，在教会的里头，神兴起一些人来治理神的家，来牧养群羊，来关心弟兄姐妹。这些人是一种什么样的人
？First, I want to impress and point in mind that the people God raise up peoples to.Watch, keep watch of the church. What kind of people are these people?
请大家注意一下，这个地方跟世界非常不一样。
It's very different from the world.
奥巴马怎么当总统的
？How Obama got to be president?
他开始有些 idea 出来了，有些想法出来了。
He has some very innovative political ideas.
那然后他组织一帮人。
And he organized around himself people who support.
那到处演讲。
Support himself, and he will give
拉赞助
speeches.
通过媒体。
Get funding, fundraising.
然后呢，来传讲他自己的这个执政理念。
Through the media, and then to preach about his.
那赢得人的支持。
Ideology and political ideas.
后来他成为总统了。
And then get support.
我们感谢主哈，美国有这么一个很好的制度。
We thank God we have this very healthy political system in the United States.
但是这个制度不是完美的，你知道问题很多。
But this system is not perfect.
但是我们看到一个问题。
We see one problem.
这叫民选的政府。
Is democratic government.
老百姓选了他。
So the people, the government of the people.
是老百姓把 authority 给他。
Government of the people and for the people, and of the people, and the people give the authority to the.
将来一天他不行了。
To the president. One day if he failed.
那我们再选别人。
We can elect other people.
这叫民选。
This is democratic.
这叫人选。
government of the people.
但是在圣经的这个治理过程当中，你发现规则不一样。
And the biblical government governance is different.
摩西带领以色列出埃及。
So Moses led Israelites out of Egypt.
他们没有说好了，摩西啊，我们一直推选你来带领我们出埃及。
It's not a public election that they elected Moses to lead us.Lead them out of Egypt.
那保罗啊，我们一直推选你成为我们的使徒。
Or they said we elect Paul as our apostle.
不是的。
No.
你发现上帝的仆人是神选。
So we see that the God's servants are really raised up, appointed by God.
圣经里有个词叫做蒙召。
In the
calling.
In Bible, it is a saying of calling.
那神呼召摩西。
So God calls Moses to lead Israelites out of Egypt.
大家注意，这儿教会跟世界不一样，对不对？神呼召摩西。
So there's a difference between God's kingdom and the world.
但是呼召他成为领袖之前，成为带领以色列出埃及的这个领袖之前
，before he called him to be the leader of Israel.
上帝把他放在王宫里面训练了40年。
So God trained him in an Egyptian palace.
上帝把他放在旷野里放羊放了40年。
And the shepherds in the wilderness for 40 years.
上帝训练他。
So God trained him.
需要上帝测试他。
God tested him.
他够不够声量
？That he is he has mature, it has a maturity to do that.
时间到了。
Does he have maturity to do that?
上帝正式呼喊他。
But the time comes that the God
摩西摩西
called him out. Moses Moses.
带我的百姓出埃及。
Lead my people out of Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，神是这样来招选一个人带领主的教会。
So、my brothers and sisters, God really in this way called lead the church.
保罗呢
？What about Paul?
也是如此。
The same.
书信里常常讲，我说蒙召做仆人、做使徒的。
Often said in his letters that he is called by God.
他知道我不配。
To be a servant, he knows that doesn't deserve this honor.
所以第一个原则，弟兄姐妹知道，教会里头啊，你发现哈，教会里头所有一些真正在领头的羊，他是神选，不是人选。
So we know that in church usually God raised up the leaders of the church.
那有人说，我怎么知道他是神选的
？How do I know that they're appointed by God?
我下面会讲到，弟兄怎么来鉴别。
I'll teach about how to discern this.
教会要成为一个世界的光
，because church needs to be the light of the world.
教会不能 copy 这个世界
，church cannot just copy this world.
美国这个制度，当年他们是 copy 长老会的系统。
Actually, the USA political system is a little bit copy of the elders' Presbyterian system.
所以弟兄们，教会要成为世界的光
，so church needs to be the light of the world.
神设立一些人，圣灵设立这个建筑在我们中间。
So Holy Spirit appointed these leaders, elders among us.
那有些弟兄姐妹说，牧师你讲了半天，就告诉我谁是圣灵设立的吧。
Okay, just tell me in simply just who are the people appointed by Holy Spirit.
我不知道，弟兄姐妹，我们后面有很多我们要做的事情，我下面要讲。
It's not that we do nothing. We have to do a lot of things as well.
但是弟兄姐妹记住一件事情，神选的人，他有个特点。
The God-appointed leaders have this common feature.
他没有权力的欲望。
They are not ambitious. They don't have this ambition for power.
请弟兄姐妹记住啊，神选的人，他没有权力欲望。
So bear in mind that the people who are appointed by God, they don't have this ambition for power.
政治是什么？政治就是讲 power.
What is politics? Politics is about power.
Who has power? 除了 power, 没有政治。
Apart from power, there's no politics.
与失败的政治家不知道怎么 play power.
Because the failing politicians usually they have no clue of how to play that game of power.
但在教会里，神所选的人，他没有权力欲望。
But the people really appointed by God in the church, they don't have this ambition for power.
这段经文是我非常喜欢的经文。
I really love this scripture passage.
它讲什么呢？
What does it teach?
当时以色列人哈，当时以色列人，当摩西开始到山上去的时候，接受上帝给他的这个律法，那山下的犹太人，以色列人就开始拜偶像。
At that time, Moses was called by God to go to the Sinai to receive the commandments, and the people, God's people, instantly turned to idols.
你知道人性多么败坏，多么扭曲啊！上帝刚刚把你从威炉之地带出来，他很快就去拜牛、
Now can see the human nature how it plays out.
说明我们里面那个本性啊，不是你信了耶稣很快就改变。
Even though we believe in Christ Jesus, our nature cannot be changed overnight. So So people tend to keep that attitudes and their customs back in Egypt.
你知道我们是在这个视线里滚爬很多年，我们身上是沾满了埃及的气息，我们拜偶像已经习惯了，没有一个不拜偶像的弟兄，你不敬拜真神，你一定是拜偶像的。你们查罗马书，上次我们这个查经班查罗马书很清楚，每个人都是拜偶像的，没有一个例外。如果不认识真神，你一定是拜偶像的。那我们进入教会以后，如果不认识真神，我们仍然是拜偶像的。
Okay, we have been following in this world for very long time before we put our faith in Christ Jesus. So everyone tend to be idolaters.
所以以色列来到旷野以后
they will be idolaters.
他们来到旷野以后看到摩西不在，马上就是拜牛犊了。
So without seeing Moses in sight, they turn to the idol, turn to the Egyptian god, golden calf.
拜偶像就是拜偶像的人。到这个环境一成熟的时候，那个拜偶像的心就浮现出来。
So when circumstances mature, usually that heart can manifest itself.
你想一下，
worshiping, idolatry,
没有一个例外的。
Idolatry.
那上帝发怒，他说：“我要把这些人给除掉。”耶和华说：“这是百姓应着景象，让我们把他们灭绝吧。”使你的后裔成为大国。
So God's wrath flared up, and he intended to destroy this people and raise up new people for Moses.
这句话很有意思，我把他们除灭，让他们成，让你的后裔成为大国。
So this is very interesting things here that God mentioned about destroying this people but raise up Moses.
他怎么说啊？说这帮人不好，摩西啊，我现在让你成为 king。Of your kingdom, 我让你的子民，让你的后裔，让你的家族，让你所喜爱的人，成为你的 subjects, 成为你的臣民。
So God actually invites Moses, telling him that he's going to raise him as a king that has his own kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，上帝讲这话什么意思？
What does it mean?
上帝讲这话什么意思？
By saying this,
你懂了，你看看北韩你就懂了。北韩你就懂了。
Oh, when you look at North Korea.You will understand this.
什么意思啊？那个人叫什么名字？我忘了。金正恩。
金正
恩。金正恩对不对？金正恩，金正恩的爸爸叫什么名字？金正日对吧？金正日的爸爸叫什么名字？金日成。
Well, in short, is North Korea is really a dynasty system. It's like the father, the son, and then the.
我为什么搞
carry on this?
我为什么搞政治斗争？我要成为 king， 我的儿子成为 king， 我的孙子要成为 king。
So it's like the power pass from grandfather father to son.
摩西，上帝告诉摩西啊，摩西啊，我让你的后裔这样做，好不好
？So God entices Moses, entices Moses.
摩西不愧是上帝的仆人。
To set up his own kingdom.
他知道上帝在 testing 他。
But Moses knows that God is testing him.
他怎么说
？What did he say?
摩西肯定有话说：“耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发怒呢
？”So God, Moses said, why are you angry and wrathful against your own people?
这百姓是你领出来的。
They are your people.
他的意思就是说 ，not my people, it's your people.
It's God, your people, not my people.
It's not my church, it's your church. 你听到一个牧师说这是我的教会，他错了。
When the pastor says it's my church, then he's deadly wrong.
如果牧师说这是 my people, 错了。
It's wrong for him to claim that.
上帝的子民，上帝的教会。
God's people, God's church.
如果上帝叫你服侍一个领域。This is my kingdom. No, God's kingdom.
If God gives you service, it's not your service, but God's kingdom.
神选的人，他的权力没有欲望。
So the people appointed by God have no ambition for power.
你知道啊，弟兄姊妹，保罗是神选的。你看保罗讲的话。
Paul is appointed by God.
保罗说万事当作有损的。
Look at what he said.
我丢弃万事，看为粪土。
I consider everything a loss before.Because of the passing words of knowing Christ.
昨天我们执事会的时候，我们弟兄姐妹有很好的分享。
We have a very good, beautiful sharing during our deacons meeting.
我们服侍神最大的赏赐。
The reward of rewards for people who serve God.
弟兄姐妹，我在这儿服侍弟兄姐妹，服侍神，我最大的赏赐不是你们说王牧师，我们给你鼓掌。
It's not applause from people.
那给我的安慰，但这不是我最大的。
That's comfort, certainly, but not my reward of rewards.
你服侍神，这个。Ministry, 你在负责，你最大的安慰不是说在这帮的人开始跟着你，你是最大的安慰，不是这样。
So the most comfort is not that people follow you from this ministry.
保罗都知道，保罗这一切都是什么？粪土。
So Paul considered everything rubbish.
为什么？我要得到耶稣基督为至宝。
Because he regards Jesus Christ as the treasure of treasures.
因为世上这些东西都会过去的。
Because all things will pass in this world.
因为黄金有一天都不存在了。
Gold will disappear as well.
但只有神是万古。
But God is the living God, everlasting.
摩西懂得这个真理。
Moses knows this truth.
所以摩西他渴望与神面对面。
So he really yearned for see God face to face.
大卫懂得这个真理。
David knows this truth.
他们祷告的时候就说：“我的王，我 my King, my God。”
So he prays that my King, my God.
我不是 King.
Not that he is King, even though he is King in a worldly sense.
我现在带以色列出埃及，我不是什么官。
He's not an officer. He's not the commander.
我是你的仆人。
He's only a servant of God.
他不想抓住权力。
He doesn't want to really grab this power.
弟兄姊妹，教会不同于这个世界。
The church is different from this world.
在这个教世界的里头。
In this world,
你投资的越多。
The more you invest,
你想赚取的越多。
The more earning you want to get.
你摆上的越多。
The more you dedicate,
你想控制的就越多。
The more you want to control.
但神的家不是这样。
But in God's household, it's different.
所以神的仆人，神选的人，他是没有权利欲望的人。
In God's kingdom, the God-appointed people, they don't haveambition for power.
因为服侍神就是一种 honor.
Because serving God itself is an honor.
因为我最大的奖赏是将来有一天我见我的主。
The reward of rewards is that we see God face to face.
这叫永恒的眼界。
This is the eternal perspective.
但是讲了这个以后，弟兄姐妹要知道。
But we need to understand when we talk about this.
这个圣经，弟兄姐妹，神设了这个教会的 office， 这个职分。全系人成为领头的羊。
So the reason that God established the offices of elders and deacons and then raise up people to keep watch the flock.
这一段经文很难解。弟兄姐妹知道，神当你招选一个人的时候，来服侍他，他给你应有的权柄。
So this scripture is a little bit mystifying. Is that when God really raise up people, He definitely will give authority to this servant.
请弟兄姐妹理解这段经文。
Let's understand this passage.
好。摩西开始带领以色列出埃及的时候，上帝问摩西：“你手上是什么东西？”
So when Moses was leading people out of Egypt, and then God asked him, "What is that in your hand?"
他说：“这是杖。”
It's a staff.
什么杖啊？
What kind of staff?
放羊的杖。
It's just a staff for shepherding the flock.
我们中间有没有弟兄姐妹见过放羊的人的那个杖？有没有见过？
Have you ever seen a shepherding staff?
卖给你，10美元，要不要？
$10 to you. Do you want to have it?
你不会要的，对不对？
You don't
放羊的那个杖，到处都有。
Everywhere the shepherding staff, it just
你砍下一个树干，一个树枝就可以变成一个牧羊的杖。
Cut off a branch becomes a staff.
没有什么价值。
No value.
没有什么好奇的地方。
Nothing innovative.
没有什么一个奇怪的东西，没有，毫不起眼。
It's very ordinary.
但是上帝说：“摩西啊，你手上是什么东西？”摩西说：“是杖。”神说：“丢下去。”
So God commanded him to throw it on the ground.
哎，这个杖变成什么？开始有能力了。
So the staff has power suddenly in the hand of God.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召的人就是这样，给你 authority， 给你一根杖。这个杖本身没有什么奇怪的东西、奇妙的东西、奇迹在里头，这是个极为普通的东西，非常普通的东西。然后你注意下面的啊，当上帝呼召摩西的时候，把权柄给他。他上面说，到了第九章的时候，你看看，要带领以色列出埃及的时候，用灾难击打埃及人的时候，上帝对摩西说：“向天举杖。”结果埃及遍地
，so in
都有兵宝。
Chapter nine, just as the ordinary staff, Moses uses to really implement God's judgment on Egypt. That the disaster came upon Egypt.
我知道我们中间有些弟兄姐妹听起来可能，我希望我们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹哈，你将来长大以后成为一个 leader 的时候，要知道神的这些法则。
Okay,
神给你 authority， 你成绩很优秀，你是很好的科学家，很好的 business person， 你就有 authority， 你有一种 power 在你的里头。问你怎么使用这个 power？
Okay, the essential thing is the power doesn't consist in a staff in the office you're given. It consists in God Himself.So the problem thing is, the important thing is how to use this office to serve God.
你看看，要这个地方的摩西，一伸杖，那个全能就出来了，冰雹下来，扎在人的身上、牲口的身上、树在的身上，你说过瘾不过瘾
？So look at this. When Moses raises his staff, power came out, and really is majestic power. So people might be tempted by this power.
你说过瘾不过瘾？这个权力大不大？能力大不大？大。
This power is huge.
然后到了出埃及的时候了，大海挡在前面。
Out of Egypt in front of Red Sea.
那上帝对摩西说，向海伸杖。
So raise up a staff across the Red Sea.
结果海水分开。
And then the Red Sea parted.
你说摩西有没有这种power, 有没有?
So does this power consist in Moses himself?
极大的 power.
This is huge power, but not in himself.
上帝呼召你,
God called his people
成为他的仆人,
to be servant.
他设了一个 office,
established office.
他给他 authority.
Give this office authority.
但是弟兄姐妹, 你看到这儿来, 请大家注意一下。
But pay attention to this.
请大家注意一下。
This chapter, Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记第九节。照的话就改变了。前面全是讲摩西你手中的杖，摩西你手中的杖。到这儿你注意一下，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着什么？神的杖。”亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你注意圣经的这个话语的改变。本来是一个放羊子的杖，是人的杖，是手中不平凡很平凡的杖。在这儿成为什么?
Come to Exodus chapter 17. Moses commanded Joshua to go out to the war, but then said, I'm going to bring the staff of God. Not my staff, but staff of God.
弟兄姐妹, my authority, not your authority.
The authority consists
not
in
your
God,
power,
not in myself, not in God, Moses himself.
This is God's power.
It's a power from God.
这是上帝的杖，上帝的权柄。好了。全民怎么使用啊?
So how to use authority?
我们中间有很多 scientists, 有很多 business person, 有很多的优秀的学生。
We have
上帝给你 power, 你怎么使用啊?
We have excellent students, scientists, businessmen among us. How to use the talents and the power, the authority God gave you?
我在教会做牧师。
I'm a pastor in a church.
上帝给我 authority.
God gave me authority as a pastor.
上帝让我站在这儿讲道就是给我一个
My authority is
给我的恩典。
To preach and grace to me is to preach the word of God.
这不是我的 authority.
It is not my authority.
你怎么使用这个 authority?
How to use this authority?
这儿是个警告。
This is a warning here.
请大家注意这一段呢。
Let's pay attention to this first passage.
这段经文很美。
This is a beautiful passage.
当时以色列人没有水喝了。
At that time, the Israelites are very thirsty, very thirsty.
大家就是吵。
In a wilderness.
大家开始闹。
They're quarreling, they really cried for water.
那上帝对摩西说，你拿着杖去，和你哥哥召集会众。以吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石流出来给大家喝。请大家注意一下哈，神说你拿着杖，然后呢吩咐磐石，注意两个动作，一个是拿着杖，第二个吩咐磐石来出水。
So pay attention to the God's commandments here. He asked Moses to bring the staff and then say to the rock, and water will pour out.
摩西听了。
And Moses listened to that.
摩西去了以后怎么样？
Well, then what did he do?
他有没有听神的话?
Did he listen to God's word?
他用杖击打磐石两下。
He was angry about the mob, so he,
水是出来了。
He used a staff to crush the rock.
审判来临了。
Water came out, but judgment as well, judgment.
耶和华对神摩西说，你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们地区。
So judgment is, God said, you did not trust in me and honor me as holy in the people.
每次看到这儿我都胆战心惊。
And you're prevented from entering the land.
神给你一根杖。
So God gave you the staff.
神给你权柄。
Give you this authority.
你怎么使用?
How do you use it?
你怎么使用? 这是神的杖。
This is the staff of God.
这是神的教会。
The authority of God.
这是神的子民。
God's people.
这是神的工作。
Is God's work as well.
神给你是 authority. 你怎么使用?
How do you use it to serve God?
上帝说你吩咐他们吩咐磐石出水。
God commanded that you need to say to the rock, let it be water.
忘了。
Moses,
忘了。
Moses was in a state of anger and he
因为老百姓跟他吵架跟他争闹怒气充满了他。
So anger kind of overwhelmed his senses.
结果上帝的审判就领导他。
And then God's judgment befell.
弟兄姐妹，成为教会的领头羊是 honor.
It's an honor to be a shepherd.
但又是 dangerous.
It's also very dangerous.
因为你服侍的是永生神。
Because you are serving the eternal, the awesome God.
你每天站在永生神的审判面前。
Can you stand in judgment of God?
你不可以随便乱讲话。
Can you say as much as?
你不可以凭血气去行事。
You can't act on your flesh.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是神对一个仆人的警告。
This is the warning against. towards a servant of God.
This is a 悲剧.
This is actually a tragedy. Not entering the promised land.
作为上帝的仆人，弟兄姐妹，这边有两个问题在这儿。
There are two questions, or two problems being a servant of God that we need to pay attention to now.
我们教会正在学习怎么来治理主的教会。
Our church is learning how to govern God's household.
弟兄姐妹，你们的忍耐，感谢主。
Thank you for your patience.
这儿告诉我们一个原则。
Here's a principle told us.
弟兄们，我劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。
So here tell us, beseech us to respect those who labor among us.
那在主里面治理你们的人。
The people that who admonish us.
同时，因他们所做的工，用爱心格外的尊重他们。
And esteem them very highly in love for their work.
这儿讲两件事情。
There are two things emphasized.
上帝设了一个 office, 一个职份在教会里头。
God instituted his office in church.
我们应当尊重他。
We need to respect his office.
应该支持他。
And support his office.
和他一起同心合意的兴旺福音。
And work together to preach the gospel.
这就是说他们中间劳苦的人。
So those who labor among us.
弟兄姐妹，神在我们中间如果有一些领头羊，他们真的为主摆上很多很多。
Those shepherds who keep watch the flock, really,
他们有自己的家庭，自己的工作。
They really gave much to the church.
他们为主金钱上摆上。
They really dedicate themselves.
精力上摆上。
Energy, time, money.
他们真的为主摆出，真的是舍己。
They really deny themselves.
我们应当尊重他们。
We should respect them, esteem them.
但这儿有两种尊重。
There are two kinds of respect.
一种尊重是因为他们有这个职分，就尊重他们。
One thing is because the office they hold.
如果他们不辜负这个职分，他们爱心来爱弟兄姐妹，照顾神的群羊，啊，为弟兄姐妹摆上，我们要格外的尊重他们。
But if they really obey the office, they really serve office conscientiously, we need to really esteem them in love very much.
一个是职分上的尊重。
One is respect in the office.
他有这个职分，我就尊重他。
Respect of office.
一是神设立的秩序。
That's the order is instituted by God.
但如果他们在这个职分上真的是爱神，为教会谨守，为弟兄姐妹摆上，因为他们的爱心，我们格外的尊重他。
If they're dedicated in their office, we need to esteem them even more in love.
这是教会的秩序。
This is the order in the church.
那这儿另外一个问题，弟兄姐妹。
There's another problem here.
圣经的教导都是两面的。
There's always two sides of a coin in the biblical teaching.
圣经的教导是很平衡的。
In biblical teaching, it's very balanced.
一方面是神设立了一些人作为监督，作为长老。
On one hand, God instituted raised up elders.
神给他们职分，神给他们权柄。
Give them office and authority.
一方面是弟兄姐妹在这边。
On the other side, the congregation, brothers and sisters.
这是两个方面。
There are two sides.
这些做职有职分的人，在教会当中是带头羊的人，他们是不是真的没有权力的欲望
？The people who hold office and the shepherds.Do they really have no ambition for power?
是不是真的谦卑为神摆上
？Do they really dedicate themselves in humility and in love?
神的仆人有很障碍的特点，就是谦卑。
There's a very striking feature of God's servant is
当有人跟摩西吵架的时候
，humility
跟摩西争吵的时候，摩西就趴在地上。
So when people quarrel, Israelites quarrel with Moses, Moses really fell down.
摩西是一个为人极其谦和的人
He's a very humble person.
非常谦卑
Very meek person.
那神给他权柄
Even though God gave him authority.
他是不是有权力的欲望是不是很谦卑
Did he have the ambition for power?
那是他的问题
Was he humble? Is his problem?
如果他滥用权柄上帝审判
If he abused authority, God will judge.
所以神手中那个杖平凡的杖变成神的杖神给他权柄但是他要小心怎么使用
So the staff from God, he has to be careful in using it.
但是另一面，弟兄姐妹。
On the other hand,
我们做弟兄姐妹的，做众圣徒的
，we as all saints,
领头羊
，we as all saints in God in Christ.
我们顺服不顺服这个权柄是我们的责任。
It's our responsibility to obey this authority.
是不是配合这个权柄是我们的责任
？To cooperate with this authority,
it's
our responsibility. The two sides of the coin.
你尊重不尊重这些弟兄姐妹
？Do you respect?Those people in your office.
那这是我们两个方面的真理。神对摩西有警告，对那些服侍神的人有警告。神对我们众弟兄姐妹也有警告。
God has warnings to the servants of God, but also to the people who are served by the servants.
你知道这个摩西，他的姐姐都来攻击他。
So we see in the case of Moses, actually Moses' sister was against him in some point. Miriam,
我们中间很多年轻人将来要立志成为 leader 啊，成为领袖。
If someone here that aspires to be a leader in the future,
我希望我们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹要好好 make efforts to be a good leader 哈 ，for the glory of God， 这是很重要的一步，要成为好的领袖。但是领袖在中文里是什么意思啊？是领子和袖子。
So in Chinese, the leader means the collars and the cuffs.
你知道这个领子，我这个领子是不是在外面呢？大家都看得见的，对不对
？So collars really express, you know, sticking out.
这个领子是用脏的。
You can see it.
我这个袖子呢，也在外面的。
And the cuffs of the sleeve also.
因为常常是脏的。
External, so they can get dirty very easily.
暴露在众人的面前。
Exposed in the face of people.
常常会受到世界的影响。
They are influenced, tainted by the world.
所以你小心怎么样成为领袖。
So be careful how to be a good leader.
好了，当摩西被神呼召的时候，他的哥哥和姐姐都来攻击他。
So Moses was, when Moses was called to be a leader, actually his brother, his sister and brother Miriam and Aaron were actually against him at some point.
你说攻击有没有道理？
Will they have some reason?
可能有点道理。
Did they have some reason?
因为他娶了一个外邦的女子。
The reason is because Moses did marry a Gentile woman.
你要 attack a person, 你肯定有个 reason, 对不对？有个理由在那儿。
When they attack Moses, they have reason.
但是你的动机怎么样？
What are the motivations?
神知道。
God knows.
所以神为什么要对他们发怒？
So why God's anger flare up against Miriam and Aaron?
神看人的动机。
I think God sees through their hearts.
地方有没有问题？有。
And knew their motivation. Even though other people have their own problems.
但是这是你攻击他的理由吗？
Is it reason that you can attack others?
那不是说弟兄姐妹不说话，不是这个意思，这是叫毁谤。
It's not like you can't say things, but you can't,
结果上帝来开始发怒。
Blasphemy against other people.
结果米利暗长了大麻风，这是上帝的审判。
So the judgment of God on Miriam and Aaron is Miriam actually in the end.For a week, suffering.
摩西滥用权柄，他不能进迦南，上帝是让他死在旷野。这是对上帝仆人的警告。
So God's judgment on Moses not following His command is he is prevented from entering into the promised land. And Miriam really judged by having this.
上帝他的子民的警告是什么？当有权柄在这儿的时候，你是不是顺服？是不是
？God's warning towards His congregation or His people.
你看这儿发生一件事情，当时有一帮人叫可拉、大丹、亚比兰。这些人皆有鼓动力。
Another incident in the Old Testament that a bunch of people, they are actually chiefs, elders in a community of Israelites, they raised up, together they fought against Moses.
他联合了250个首领，不得了的鼓动力啊。
About 250 chief elders in Israelites, they together.
他们的理由是什么？
Their reasons.
这些有名望的人，这些领袖，他们的攻击摩西的这个理由是什么？
They were against Moses, attack Moses. The reasons are
这些人厉害啊！他说这些人是擅自专权，说摩西专权独裁。
So they think that they accuse Moses of abusing power.
为什么他行？会众个个都是圣洁的，为什么偏偏让他们来做
？So they think that every one of the congregation is holy. So God spoke through them.
他们为什么
Why Moses was given this authority and power?
为什么他们的高过耶和华的会众呢
？Why were they above?God's congregation.
这个话极具煽动力的，弟兄姐妹。
This is really can contagious this kind of ambition, this kind of
accusation. 如果摩西独裁，摩西要悔改。
So if Moses did abuse God's power, he needs to repent.
摩西要乱用他的权能，他必须在神的面前赶快认罪。
He needs to confess in front of God.
所以，但是这些人他们动机究竟是什么
？But the motivations of these peoples.
他们分裂上帝的子民到底做什么？
They want to really bring division into God's people.
所以上帝的审判临到他们。
So God's judgment befell them.
大地吞灭了他们。
The earth opened their mouth and swallowed.
烧灭了献上250个人。
And also fire came from the altar and then burned the 250 chief elders.
你放心好了，今天不会再发生这样的事情。
Be assured that today such things will not happen.
一次就够了。
One time is enough.
一次就显明上帝的心意。
One time manifests the will of God.
当教会中发生这样事情的时候，当上帝子民中发生这个事情的时候，神的心是痛苦的。
God is really God's heart is in pain if something like this
happens
in God's congregation. He's displeased with this kind of incidents.
好，弟兄姐妹，讲到上帝的真理当中是两个方面，
In the biblical teaching of truth, there are always two sides.
神设立的权柄。
God instituted office and power.
那弟兄姐妹，你有责任，你顺服这个权柄。
Congregation.
为他们祷告，为他们守望，提醒他们。
Have responsibility to obey.
劝告他们。
To obey them, to encourage them, and to pray for them.
但是另外一方面，这些神给赐予职分的这些人，你有没有谦卑？你有没有真的是没有权力的欲望？你真的是爱神超过一切？
The other thing, the other side is that those servants of God. Do you really, are you really humble and meek? Do you really have no ambition for power?
一个教会的同工，谦卑刚才说最为重要。
Humility is crucial.
什么叫谦卑？
Co-workers.
你能不能拿得起放得下？
What is humility?
别人攻击你的时候，你是反击过去，你还是俯伏在地？
When attacked, do you fall down? You know,To embrace, to kind of endure it, or do you really attack, counterattack?
当你服侍的领域，是不是就是你的 kingdom, 还是上帝的 kingdom?
Is the ministry really your ministry, your kingdom?
所以弟兄姐妹，
or God's work?
神把我们看得太高了。
God raised it up.
因为他的教会设立的这个标准太高了。
The standard in the church is high.
否则教会不能成为世界的光。
Otherwise, church cannot be the light of the world.
否则我们跟世界所有的机构都是一样的。
Otherwise, we cannot be distinguished from this world.
让我们可以成为 American people, not God's people.
Then we become this worldly people, not God's people.
是不是？所以神对我们要求很高。好，那还有一点。
So God demands us.
弟兄姐妹，我最后讲。那好多人说，哇，你就讲这些人有上帝的呼召，神在你们中间设立了这些人。那我们弟兄姐妹怎么参与？我怎么知道他真是神属？
So how we, as brothers and sisters, as common sense in Lord, how do we partake in that kind of a cooperation with office and authority?
弟兄姐妹，这儿有一个很重要的一个圣经的一个啊。
There's a very important biblical principle in teaching here.
刚才我们提到教会的时候，有众教会、众弟兄姐妹，然后有监督、有执事。
The congregation, the overseers, the elders and deacons.
我们教会将来有一天有长老的时候，如果人提名出来了，神把他放在我们中间很多年，你看他忠心服侍，谦卑服侍，不为名不为利的服侍神。我们知道我们提这些人，但是要放到弟兄姐妹面前，请你们认证。
So one day if we have the elders, usually that will be nominated the people that will serve people for a long time, humbly and diligently. But the congregation needs to confirm these nominations.
那弟兄姐妹，你怎么来认证呢
？How do we confirm these people？
圣灵设立一个人在你中间的时候，圣灵同时会在弟兄姐妹心中有感动。
So the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit appoints someone, he will definitely move people, move the brothers and sisters as well.
这个人是不是很忠心
？Is this person loyal？
这个人是不是在神的旨意很清楚
？Does this person know God's will clearly？
那这个人是不是真的愿意为主摆上？
Is he willing to dedicate himself to serve?
就是弟兄姐妹，圣灵把他放在我们中间，同时在我们心中也来显明这个人的身量。
So Holy Spirit, while appointing this person, will definitely manifest this maturity of this person in our heart as well.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一定要认证，很谨慎的认证，这个提出来的这些弟兄姐妹、这些弟兄们，圣灵在我的心中是怎么样让我来认识他的
？So brothers and sisters, we have an obligation here.To confirm them carefully, that we know that in our heart, God, Holy Spirit really moved us to confirm him.
不是根据我们的标准，不是根据我们的好恶。
Not according to our dislikes and likes or our own standard.
根据上帝的标准。
According to the standard of God.
那到这个时候，我们就开始来验证。
And then at this point, we're going to confirm this person who is appointed by Holy Spirit.
我们可能是通过一种选举投票的方式。
Maybe through some kind of election.
来印证神这个把这样的人放在我们中间。
To confirm, the God's appointment.
好，最后。
Lastly,
弟兄姐妹，这些经文，你注意一下三个代词很有意思。我们、你们、他们。
Okay, these three pronouns very important.
我们是指谁
？We.
我们是指使徒。
We as apostles.
他们是谁
？They.
那些在主里面辛劳的人，服侍
主的人。Those people who serve God,
那些领头的羊。
Those shepherds,
那些在众人里面服侍神、服侍人的人。
Leaders in the church.
那你们是谁
？You means
众弟兄姐妹。
The congregation, our brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姐妹，我们做什么
？So what should we do?
你看保罗怎么说的
？Paul says, tells us here.
我劝弟兄姐妹警戒不守规矩的人。
I exhort you, brothers and sisters.
勉励灰心的人。
Warn them that are
服助软弱的人。
Comfort people.
向众人忍耐。这是劝那个教会当中。 那些做领头羊的人。
This is really encouraging.
那么我们弟兄姐妹呢
？To leaders.
你们要谨慎。
Now be careful, brothers and sisters.
无论谁都不可以以恶报恶。
So we cannot return evil for evil.
这个人曾经讲过我，我肯定是。
Somebody maybe attacked you verbally before.
无论或者彼此相待，或者待众人，要追求两善。
We need to strive to do good to everyone.
让神的生命在我们里面彰显出来。
Especially among each other, so that God can be manifest among us.
弟兄姐妹，今天有三个方面的信息。
There are three aspects of message.
神是有秩序的神。
God is God of order.
上帝的子民有秩序的子民。
God's people is God people of order.
上帝的仆人是有秩序的仆人。
God's servants servants of order.
让我们同心合意来兴旺他的家，治理好他的家。让我们一起来祷告。
Together to govern his household together.
主我们谢谢你，主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you very much.
你怜悯我们，主啊，你在这个地方设立教会。
You appoint church.
圣灵也在我们中间设立一些人做监督。
You appoint leaders in among us.
主，让我们都被你心灵被你搅动起来。
Let us be stirred by your Holy Spirit.
让我们为你的家大发热心。
That we can be have zeal for your household.
让教会真的是成为荣耀你的地方。
The church really a church glorifying you.
是让弟兄姐妹在这个地方一起来敬拜，一起来得造就的地方。
That we can be edified and grow together in this.
主啊，你怜悯你的教会。
In this household, that you have pity, you have mercy on the church.
给我们赐福的心。
Give us a heart of obedience.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
我们感谢你与我们荣耀的同在。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
阿门。